We're doing Nishlei, the 28th chapter, Pasuk Chaf. Ish emunot, rav berachot, ve'atzleha ashir, lo yinake. A person who's faithful will have much blessing. A person takes off his miser, he gives the charity he should give, ultimately he will get blessing. Ve'atzleha ashir, but someone who's in such a rush to get wealthy, lo yinake, he won't come clean. Ultimately, he himself will find himself poor. Sometimes people think the short route is the way to get wealthy. Shlomo HaMelech says, no, ish emunot, be faithful, pay your dues, pay what you're supposed to, and then you'll get the rav berachot, much blessing. If you try to be atz, to be quick, lehashir, to become wealthy, lo yinake, a person like that won't come clean. Hakel panim lo tov, ve'al pat lechim yifsha gavir. Shlomo HaMelech says, if a person is a judge and he has hakir panim, he has favorites, and he honors a specific person instead of someone else, so he says, I didn't judge unfairly, I just gave him the honor he deserved. Yeah, but the other guy doesn't have the guts to speak up now. He's going to feel like he has no chance, and you make him have less koach, less strength to present his claims. So Shlomo HaMelech reminds us, Hakel Panim Lotov, just treating him, welcome to court. Once he said that to the guy, the other guy feels like 2 cents, he has no chance. The second one side feels like you have a favorite in the case, so you've hurt him. Hakel Panim, recognizing someone's face, honoring someone's face, Lotov, that's not good. Ve'al Pat Lechem Yifsha Gavel. People are willing to do things that are improper for a loaf of bread. How much does the judge think he'll get from the guy because he welcomed him warmly? What does he think he'll get out of it? And nonetheless, for the smallest amount of gain, people are willing to do things that are wrong. Nivahal lahon ish ra'ayin velo yedah ki cheser yevoenu. Shlomo HaMelech says, a person who's in a rush to try and get money, he's nivhal lahon. He is a person who is ra'ayin. The root of it all is that he has a bad eye. And he doesn't know, ve'lo yeda, ki cheso yevoenu, ultimately he'll lose from it. The guy cheats on his taxes. He tries every which way to make more money, to save money. Nivhal lahon, if he's so quick to try and make, to get very rich, Ishrain, he's got a bad eye, and he won't know when the he'll be lacking from it. Are you going to go just another minute? Mochiach Adam acharei, chen yimtza mimachalik lashon. Shlomo HaMelech says, Mochiach Adam, if someone rebukes someone else, and he helps him stay away from sin. He tells him, don't eat that. That's not kosher. Don't eat here. They serve non-kosher food here. Ultimately, acharei chen yimtza, he will find favor in his eyes. Mimachalik lashon, from someone else who just talks nicely. Yeah, you're okay, you're nice. Sometimes it's very convenient not to tell someone what he's doing is wrong. But ultimately, who will he like? Ultimately, he will like the person who was straight with him, who told him, no, don't do that, it's wrong. A person sometimes is in situations where he's waiting for someone to grab him and say, don't do that. The people who just are machalik lashon, they're smooth talkers, go ahead, it's okay. Ultimately, they won't be liked by the person. Sometimes very convenient to do it, but they won't be liked by him. And it's not easy. Sometimes you're sitting opposite your boss. He presents an idea. And you have to figure out how to tell him, I think it's going to kill the company. It's a very bad idea. You have to figure out how to say it. But he won't like it too much if you just say, yeah, great idea, excellent. You're a yes man. And then, boom. The idea is shot in the water. Gozel aviv ve'imo ve'omer in pasha. If someone steals from his father, from his mother, he says, what's wrong? They're my family. He is a friend. He's just like the person who's a terrorist. is just like a person who's destructive. You can't just say, well, they're my parents, I could take from them. It doesn't work that way. The person says, what do you mean? Ultimately, I'm going to inherit them. We're all one family. No. He's just like the Ish Mashchit. He's just like other people who steal people's wealth. Rechav Nefesh Yigare Madon Uvoteach Al Adonai Yidushan. So I think we'll pick up with this pasuk next time. Shlomo HaMelech says, son's Rechav Nefesh, he's always trying to attain all of his desire. Yigare Madon. He brings upon himself Midat Adin. He brings upon himself fights. Everyone wants everything in this world. Chazal say, "En adam met v'chatzita avato v'yado." No one dies feeling they've accomplished half of what they've desired in life. No one. Everyone always has so many things they still want to enjoy in life. I still want to try that restaurant. I still want to try that Luna Park. Everyone has the things that they're still interested in trying out in life. Chazal say, no one passes away feeling like they've accomplished half what they want to accomplish in the material world. Rechav nefesh, if a person goes after his desires, and Rechav nefesh is a reference, nefesh rechava is bilam rasha, a person who has great desire and he goes after it, yigare madon, ultimately he brings fights to the world. Uvoteach al Hashem, a person who has faith in Hashem, yidushan, he will feel satiated. A person's satiation is not a reflection of what he's attained. It's a reflection of where he is holding. When a person is happy in his marriage, it's not because he has the best looking wife. A person is happy in his marriage because of where he is holding. When a person is happy with his home, with his family, it's a question of where he is holding. Uvoteach al Hashem yidushan. A person who is rechav nefesh, he's always looking to fulfill his desire. He's not going to find satiation in life. But a person who has that faith, he will feel satiation and he'll really attain satiation. Pasuk Chavav, Boteach belibo, hu chesil, veholech bechokhmah, hu yimalet. A person who relies on his own heart. I know. I'll figure it out. I'll make it work. He's a fool. Veholech bechokhmah. But someone who's going in a wise path, he tries to do what's right, but he knows that either it'll work or it won't work. Ultimately, he relies on Hashem. He will make it out. So we need that balance to act wisely, but with bitachon. Not that my bitachon is in my own intellect. A guy once started arguing with me philosophically. And when I was a teenager, so I had a lot of questions, and I had studied a lot of philosophy. So I was in a Haredi yeshiva, and he comes over to me and he says, "I want to understand you." Said, "You won't understand me. But I'm warning you, if you start the conversation, you might walk away very confused in your own religion." So he said, "No, I'm confident. I'm not worried." So we speak for 2 minutes. And then I asked him, he asked me, "Are you a chassid?" I said, "I'm not a chassid. I'm not a misnaged. Are you a chassid?" So he said, "Yeah, I'm a chassid of my mind." So I said, "Really? I thought you'd say you're a chassid of the Ribbono Shel Olam." He held himself to be religious, and me to be like questionably religious, because I was studying all these works about Emunah. So he said, "Oh well, I'm sorry, you're right, maybe." And ran away. That was the end of the conversation. So I read this pasuk, I'm reminded of him. He said, "I'm a chassid of my mind." So what do you mean you're a chassid of your mind? You'd be a chassid of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You don't want to be a chassid, don't be a chassid. But your own mind, that's what you're a chassid of. You think you have all the answers. Boteach belibo uchsil, Shlomo HaMelech says, if your confidence is in your own understanding, I could figure it out. No, that's a fool. Holech b'chokhmah, a person has to go with wisdom. But part of wisdom is knowing wisdom's limitations. Noten l'rash, en machsor, u'ma'alim einav, rav me'erot. A person who gives the poor, he won't be lacking. A person has to know how to give tzedakah correctly, and he won't be lacking by it. And Chazal say this is a person who teaches. He has a student who wants to learn Torah, and he doesn't push him off. He teaches him. He gives him time. He learns with him. He won't lose from it. Umalim enav. But if he turns a blind eye, "I don't have time right now," he sees the guy coming collecting, he goes the other way. Rav Meirot will have plenty of curses. בקום רשעים יסתר אדם ובעובדם ירבו צדיקים. When the Rishayim go up to power, a person hides. People go into hiding. You don't know who are the righteous because they don't want to be seen. They're scared for their lives. But once they're wiped out, when they get lost, then people start saying, well, who were the tzaddikim? Then they come to the limelight. And this is part of the intelligent way to run one's life. You see that the wicked are going up to power. There's no chachma in coming up and saying, oh, I'm going to go head on. Sometimes you have to stand at the forefront and fight them. That's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe did. The Russian said, you're not allowed to teach Torah publicly. And he went up in shul, and he gave drashas, and he taught Torah when he knew there were spies sitting in the audience, and he knew that ultimately he'd land in jail, but he knew that if he doesn't stand up there on the podium and give drashas, all the Jews in Russia are falling. That's it. The communists won. So even though he knew he was heading to Siberia, he knew they'd imprison him, but he also knew that someone has to stand up there and say, no, we will learn Torah, we will continue, and he did the best he could. Look, thanks to him, something stayed. It's thanks to him. So, in general, Bekum Hashem Yisater Adam. Even the person who's Adam, an important person, when the Rishayim are up there, he goes into hiding. But even to this rule, there are exceptions. Sometimes we do have to stand up, even Bekum Hashem, when the wicked arise.